Gospel Truth Number 7. Our Savior condemns sin in the flesh, conquering the problem for the human race. He forever outlawed sin, in the vast universe of God, by defeating it, in its last lair, our fallen, sinful human flesh. Because of Him, there is now no reason for any human being to go on living under the frightful dominion of sin. Sinful addictions lose their grip if one has the faith of Jesus. The Bible teaching. A. The purpose of Christ's coming was to destroy the works of the devil. B. He succeeded. C. The victory was won by meeting all the temptation that Satan can present to sinful human flesh or nature, and by conquering sin there. D. The result, those who have faith in Him, demonstrate in their lives the righteousness of the law. E. God's people will overcome, even as He overcame. F. One who has such faith cannot continue under the dominion of sin. G. The result of the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary will be the preparation of a people for translation, who will by faith in Christ become mature or perfect in character. H. This demonstration will honor Christ as a bridegroom. The message of Jones and Wagoner. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. To do this as the Bible enjoins, to consider Christ continually and intelligently, just as He is, will transform one into a perfect Christian. Christ has made and consecrated a way by which, in Him, every believer can, in this world and for a whole lifetime, live a life holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and as a consequence, be made with Him higher than the heavens. Perfection, perfection of character, is the Christian goal. Perfection attained in, not of, human flesh in this world. Christ attained it, in human flesh in this world, and thus made and consecrated, a way by which, in Him, every believer can attain it. He, having attained it, has become our great high priest, by His priestly ministry, in the true sanctuary, to enable us to attain it. Ellen White agrees. God was manifested in the flesh, to condemn sin in the flesh, by manifesting perfect obedience to all the law of God. Christ did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. He corrupted not human nature, and, though in the flesh, He transgressed not the law of God in any particular. More than this, He removed every excuse from fallen man that he could urge for reasons for not keeping the law of God. This testimony concerning Christ plainly shows that He condemns sin in the flesh. No man can say that he is hopelessly subject to the bondage of sin and Satan. Christ has assumed the responsibilities of the human race. He testifies that, through His imputed righteousness, the believing soul shall obey the commandments of God. Christ made an offering so complete that through His grace, everyone may reach the standard of perfection. Of those who receive His grace and follow His example, it will be written in the book of life, complete in Him, without a spot or stain. He can bring us to complete restoration. Those who are living upon the earth, when the intercession of Christ shall cease in the sanctuary above, are to stand in the sight of a holy God, without a mediator. Their robes must be spotless, their characters must be purified from sin by the blood of sprinkling. Through the grace of God and their own diligent effort, they must be conquerors in the battle with evil.